Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Esprit.net News.
I want to get the language right tonight.
This is America. The president is
back. Never let anybody tell you that your efforts don't matter.
This is not a war zone. These are unarmed people.
Politicians and commentators.
Don't let anybody take your man.
Does that remind you that I've done this before?
It doesn't make you tough to hurt these people.
You have tuned into Independent Thought Radio, where we cover world and national news with current affairs. Some good, some bad, but it's all the news you need to know. I'm your host, Jerome Esprit, bringing you straight talk outside the headlines. So sit back and relax, call in, or hit us up in chat. Now, as long as you're ready, we're ready.
Welcome again to Esprit.net News. I want to start off today's show by saying congratulations to Vince, to Mr. Mark, all the people who won in their elections that I know. So it was a good day for election season across the country. So I just want to say congratulations to those guys and all the campaigns I didn't work on this year. Just wanted to say that and start the show off with that. Now, you're listening to Esprit.net News. This is our weekly news summary program where you can get a week's worth of news in just one setting. On this program, President Obama is the first U.S. president to visit Laos, or he will be the first U.S. president. Fewer Americans are dying of heart disease, cancer, and stroke inside of a new findings. Ohio voters reject a proposal to legalize recreational and medical marijuana. The FBI investigated Wu-Tang Clan over murders, the murder of two people in New York City. And a woman offers herself to millennials as a rental mother, charging $40 an hour to cook, give advice, show them love. We have that story this week in court and much more. And I just want to welcome you again on to the program. Our call-in number today is area code 323-693-3038. We're here live every Thursday, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you want to join in on the program, feel free to join in. And for those on the line, you can always hit 1 to join the program. Now, our first story, 50,000 Kansas City fans packed the streets this week for the victory parade as the Kansas City Royals beat the New York Mets. You know, I was going to downplay it a little bit. And was crowned the 2015 World Series champions. Just had to start the show off with some baseball World Series news. Now, the U.S. private employers added 182,000 jobs in October. That's a tick above economists' expectations. And ADP figures come ahead of the U.S. Labor Department's more comprehensive non-farm payroll that's coming out in this morning, coming up in a couple of hours, which includes both public and private sector employment. So the unemployment rate is forecast to remain at 5.1%. U.S. crude oil is its highest since October 13th, during a session this week after U.S. Colonial Pipeline suspended operations due to flooding on outages that came on top of a strike at Brazil's state-owned producer, Petrobras, I guess is what it's called, and they had the closure of the Libyan oil export terminal. So those factors inside of oil production is kind of keeping oil, I'm not sure if it's high, but keeping it up. All right. Now, U.S. manufacturing grew at its slowest pace in 2 years in October, according to data released by the Institute of Supply Management. Now, this just means it grew at its slowest rate. Now, the ISM, the group reported a fourth consecutive month of declining factory activity, with growth its slowest pace since May 2013, but it still stood at any number above 50. It was 50.1. It's considered expansion. So we've still had an expansion, but the growth is slower. There's no bad news in the story, by the way. Now, the strong U.S. dollar has hurt exports and caused a number of job cuts and plants closings across the country. The index for new orders rose to 52.9%. That's up from 50.1, suggesting the slowdown may end in the coming months. And, you know, it is the holiday season, so I'm sure that's going to work out for, you know, for the best. Now, voters in the U.S. state of Ohio have rejected a proposal to make marijuana illegal. The measure, known as Issue 3, would have amended the state constitution to legalize the personal and medical use of marijuana for anyone over the age of 21, but it was defeated by nearly a two-to-one margin. The projections said that the pro-legalization campaigners spent about $12 million in advertising up to that run-up to Tuesday's vote. Issue 3 would have granted the right of marijuana to be grown commercially in 10 sites across Ohio, which critics said could have created a monopoly. Now, here's the thing about that proposal. I think it probably went down because of the monopoly that was going to create based on the proposal. It wasn't specifically the legalization. It is all the stuff they tagged to a legalization movement. So I'm sure on the next vote, Ohio, they will probably have legalization in Ohio. Now, Colorado, Washington, Oregon, and Alaska, along with the District of Columbia, have legalized recreational marijuana, and more than 20 states permit its use for medical purposes. So again, never fear, Ohioans who care for that sort of thing. Next time on the ballot, probably will be a little more successful. Houston voters rejected an anti-discrimination measure this week. It's a win for the religious conservative who claims it would have allowed male predators posing as transgender to enter women's bathrooms. Now, Texas Lieutenant Governor called people who supported it out of touch with common decency. So I don't know where I'm going with this story, but I'm going to leave that right there. But if you want to join in the call, and anybody on the line, if you want to hit one, we can talk about any of these things that are going on in the news. The FOTUS, the First Lady of the United States, Michelle Obama, called for an end to outdated laws and traditions preventing millions of girls around the world from completing their education. Now, in an impassioned speech in Qatar, depending on your pronunciation, this week, the First Lady, who's on a seven-day tour of the Middle East, told an education conference in Doha that an honest conversation was needed around the globe about how much women are treated or how women are treated and how this prevents millions of girls from finishing school. Now, she also said more needs to be done to ensure girls know their bodies are a source of pride, not pain or shame. So the First Lady is traveling in the Middle East, giving an uplifting girls around the world. The White House is considering a backup plan that would sidestep a Texas judge and relaunch the issuance of scores of work permits for illegal immigrants. That's according to a newly leaked internal memo. Now, the memo prepared after a regulations retreat last summer by the Department of Homeland Security laid out four options to bypass the judge's block of work permits. The options include a mix of permits for both legal and illegal immigrants. They range from offering permits to all individuals living in the U.S., including those who are in the country illegally, to offer them to those who are in the country based on an unexpired visa. Now, the administration's attorney have already filed a request to overturn Judge Andrew Hayman's February 16th order that blocked scheduled amnesty proceedings. I don't know why I'm stuttering over this. Now, although the Justice Department later told the judge that it had already been carried out and a part of the program already, so we'll have to see how that goes. But the White House is considering a backup plan. Now, the president is to visit Laos in 2016, making him the first U.S. president to visit a Southeast Asian nation since the two countries established ties 6 decades ago. That's according to the president's deputy national security advisor. Now, if you don't know where Laos is, during the Vietnam War, Laos was the target of U.S. aerial bombings, and as a part of a top-secret operation to destroy the North Vietnamese supply route, the U.S. dropped more than 270 million bombs in an impoverished, landlocked country of 6 million people. That's where Laos is, landlocked, 6 million people. The country is still haunted by conflict. One-third of the bombs had failed, and they did not detonate, is what I'm trying to say, and unexpected explosions claim an average of 500 victims a year. So out of the 270 million bombs we dropped, they're still losing 500 people a year based upon what we did in World War II. There you have it. But President Obama will be in Laos in 2016. Former President George H. Bush, or George Bush Sr., slammed who he called iron-ass Dick Cheney and arrogant Donald Rumsfeld, I don't know why I'm laughing at that, for damaging America in their actions to 9/11, the 9/11 attacks at the World Trade Center. Now, George Sr. is coming out with a new book that he reportedly says that Cheney and Rumsfeld were too hawkish and that their harsh stance damaged the reputation of the U.S. So there you have it. There is somebody sane in the Bush family, apparently, but you can read it if you like. But Bush Sr. just went at him. And he did say the buck stopped with his son, and it was his son's fault for trusting them, but they ran us aground. Now, Norway has been named the most prosperous country in the world for 7 years in a row, while neighboring Denmark and Sweden have been ranked third and fifth, respectively. Now, Norway has come out on top because of the freedom offered to the citizens, the quality of their healthcare system, and social bonds between its people. That's according to the 2015 Prosperity Index that was published yesterday. So Switzerland was ranked second overall, while New Zealand ranked fourth. Canada was sixth, Australia was seventh, and the UK was down to 15. Only 22% of the people in Venezuela said that they feel safe walking alone, walking the streets at night, so they were the lowest in the world. Now, the U.S. was not remotely in the top 10. Matter of fact, they weren't in the top 20. There you go. Most prosperous countries. Now, the St. Louis Circuit Court said this week, the St. Louis Circuit Attorney said that she would not file criminal charges against two St. Louis police officers who shot Kadeem Powell to death after threatening him with a knife. Now, 10 days after a fatal shooting of Michael Brown, he was killed by officers, and they said that he was threatening them with a knife. So he was shot, and they said this week, that they are not charging the officers. Here we go. One more time for St. Louis. Now, Justice Darcel D. Clark is elected Bronx District Attorney after beating her Republican opponent and taking 86% of the votes. she also made history becoming the first woman to be elected in the Bronx as a DA and the first African-American woman to be elected as a DA in New York State. That's the first district attorney in any county in New York State. Now, prior to being a judge, that's where she came from. She was a judge, and she ran for district attorney. I don't know. Now, prior to being a judge, Clark worked at the Bronx DA's office, serving as deputy chief assistant DA and supervising assistant district attorney and assistant district attorney. So she has a ton of experience. That's why she won by 86%. There you go. Takata, if you have an airbag, was fined a record $70 million this week for concealing defects in his airbags, which have been blamed for 7 deaths, nearly 100 injuries inside the United States. So if you have an airbag, I mean, they said it's going to take years to get rid of, to rotate all of them out of there, but go check your car. Takata made airbags for a lot of different models. Not going to give that list again, but it is a lot. British travelers, they're going to skip customs. The custom queues that they have in U.S. airports under a new passport scheme, they're trying to encourage tourism and regular visitors, but they are going to do only face-to-face interviews for British travelers. Now, okay, here we go. Haitians are treated different than Cubans. Now British is treated different than everybody else in the world. But the UK is the largest country approved for the new global entry system, which allows travelers seen as low risk to register in advance and then pass through automatic kiosks to get in the United States. I'm only laughing because I can see this going all wrong. But there we have it. I'm just delivering the news. Dig it. Passengers on the Wizz Airlines, this is the jokes written in there. Wizz Airlines flight from Romania to Norway said a man tried to open two emergency exits, kick in the cockpit door until he was tackled and overpowered by other travelers. And, you know, again, Wizz Airlines, he needed to get out. Okay, Edward Snowden. His favorite messaging app is coming to Android. Now, it's an encrypted signal. It offers a security text and calls to everyone. The Signal, I guess Signal is the name of the app. It's an app loved by Edward Snowden that allows encrypted messages and calls to be made. It's coming to Android, in case you have an Android phone, 6 months after launching on Apple's operating system. So if you want to get that, it's called Signal. It's a messaging app that's encrypted. Keep your messages private. Now, Guinness, this would be the beer company. Guinness, if you haven't heard, changed its 256-year-old recipe to become vegan-friendly by doing away with fish bladders used as filters. Now, if you drink Guinness, you can be disgusted all you want to, but it's had fish guts in it for a while. Now, vegans have long petitioned that the St. James Gate Brewery in Dublin, Ireland, to stop using, I guess it's called Isinglass, which is a byproduct of the fish industry, to remove extra yeast from the stout and help it settle faster. So it's a way to help it settle faster. They use fish guts. All right, drink up. Now, the last person drilled in Waco's biker shootout that left 9 dead is released. No one, and I mean no one, has been charged with the murder despite 177 being arrested, it being on camera, and a bunch of police being there. No one has. The last person has been released. All right, there you have it on that part of the news. I just want to welcome you. Listen to Esprit.net News. You can call in and join us at area code 323-693-3038. Just a little bit of news and information from our weekly wrap-up segment of our show. shouldn't say it's a segment. You can check us out online. Go to espryradio.solosyracuse.com if you want to check out any shows in the archives. If you're in the chat room, hey, welcome, and you can leave a message or make a comment. I may decide to read it live on the air. And if you're on the line, you can hit 1 to join the program. But we just want to, you know, welcome you all here today. We're here every Thursday, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, hip-hop supergroup, the Wu-Tang Clan, were investigated over murders of two people in New York City in 1999, according to a newly released FBI files. Now, the documents suggest that the two founding members of the group, RZA and Raekwon, I'm not telling you their government names on this program, that they were involved. They were never charged, but the files claim that they ordered one of the victims' death after one of their relatives was robbed. Now, those allegations were based on accounts of a police informant who was the man who shot and killed the actual person, but he agreed to testify against the two brothers who ordered the killing as a part of a plea deal, and while he was doing that, he implicated a couple of more people. So since it was an FBI informant who actually killed the actual person, I'm not believing any of his words. So we're not doing any more of that group, but I know that's been in the news, so I just thought I'd put that out there. Game maker Activision has purchased Candy Crush maker King Digital for $5.9 billion. Now, it's to become one of the world's leading game providers. Now, they already are a powerhouse in the world of traditional console games. They have like Call of Duty. Activision is paying that staggered amount to hold equal sway in the mobile market, though. So now they're owned by Activision. Can you imagine? Candy Crush, $5.9 billion. Just to waste some time, spend some time. Hey, okay. Now, Twister, the parlor game that was once too hot to sell at Sears in the Sears catalog, I didn't know that, but was cool enough for the Johnny Carson show back in the days, was inducted this week into the National Toy Hall of Fame. I think that's in Rochester, New York. Now, the class of 2015 also includes the oldest time puppet. I don't know if just a regular puppet. And the Super Soaker. Super Soaker, if you don't know, is invented by an African-American engineer. And it's kind of thought of as a squirt gun on steroids is kind of how they described it. But the panel of experts picked the inductees from a field of 12 finalists that also included the spinning top, a coloring book, a wiffle ball, the American Girl dolls, Battleship, the game Battleship, Jenga, and Play Mobile. Wait a minute. Yeah, Play Mobile, the scooter, and a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They all were inducted into the Toy Hall of Fame. Now, Twister inventor Ryan Geyer made the players a game piece, if you don't know what Twister is, that intertwined when they had to reach their hand and feet to odd different colors, you know, on a plastic mat. If you don't know what Twister is, just thought I'd share. There you have it. So in Rochester, New York, hey, the toy, National Toy Hall of Fame. Now, KFC introduces the all-you-can-eat fried chicken buffet in Japan. Now, I'm not saying fly to Japan for this, but they're charging $16 for a 90 minutes of chicken eating for you. Now, on November 19th, KFC buffet restaurant will open its doors in the Expo City Entertainment Complex. It's the same location as the very first KFC in Japan, which opened in 1970. So they're going to test that out for us. But if you can imagine in a place that has that many people, well, it's not, you know, China, but still, it's going to be a lot of people. They have a $16 all-chicken buffet. Man, I can't wait to read the stories after that. All right. Now, comedian Jon Stewart has signed a deal with cable TV giant HBO to produce a short film, digital content on current events, and what will be his first announced entertainment project since quitting The Daily Show in August. HBO said in a statement this week that the four-year agreement will see Stewart producing content that will be shown on digital platforms HBO Now, HBO Go, and HBO Go. HBO will also get the first look at other unspecified films and TV ventures from the comedian. Now, in the first project under the deal, Stewart will view current events through a unique prism, sounds like The Daily Show, and work with a graphics company to produce timely short-form digital content that will be refreshed multiple times a day, is what the statement said. There's no start date for the venture, the announcement, by the time of the announcement, but HBO officials said that they do expect it to get underway early next year. So, Jon Stewart, if you missed him on The Daily Show, although Trevor Noah is doing a great job, he's going to do a weekly show, it looks like, for HBO. Should be pretty interesting. Now, here's kind of the bad part of the news, but somebody has to do it. Now, 16-year-old and two friends kidnapped his own grandmother by tying her up and bundling her into a trunk of his car before going on a 200-mile joyride. So the trio kidnapped this 86-year-old woman, Hazel Abel, from Kennewick, Washington, from her home, and before driving the 200 miles with her in the trunk, she managed to escape. So I can't imagine what kind of beat down the 16-year-old is about to get, but he kidnapped his grandmother. Now, okay, so if your friends are trying to get you to kidnap your grandmother, I think you need new friends. But we'll see how this goes when they when they actually get the teen. Now, a son, 31, was arrested at the airport trying to flee the state after shooting his 60-year-old mother to death in her sleep. Now, police in Coral Springs, Florida, believe that the 31-year-old Bradley Clark Dorman shot his mother, Marilyn Clark Bevins, to death while she was sleeping on October 27th. So they did catch him, and we're going to see how this plays out, but who knows. There was really no motive that was given in the shooting, but he shot his grandmother. I mean, he shot his mother like a nut. Now, town fire chief from a small Missouri suburb, or the town's chiefs, because I guess it was a bunch of them, rallied in the small Missouri suburb to support a pedophile father of seven, despite him confessing to abusing a young girl 300 times. Now, Darren Padden, who's 52, from Dearborn, was jailed for 50 years after he admitted admitting a string of sex acts with a girl starting when she was just 5 years old. So it's a small town, population 500, refused to accept his appalling crime and his confession and plea after the girl actually said, hey, this is the guy who did it. The town refused to deal with him, but he was convicted, received 50 years prison sentence on two counts of first degree statutory, whatever. But he was arrested, so that was good, even though they didn't believe him. Now, here's the thing. Three black couples traveling to Dallas were removed by police from a Spirit Airlines flight 868 in Los Angeles International Airport after an argument with a white flight attendant. Now, Alexandria Wright, who recorded the cell phone video, if you have not seen it, just Google Spirit Airlines and Dallas, and you may find that. Now, according to a witness account, the three black couple The three black couples were escorted off the aircraft prior to departure by police after a flight attendant accused one person in the group of being a threat. Now, according to witnesses, it all started despite over a dispute over a seat, which they suspect the airline double booked, and they were trying to make someone move. And the person said something to someone else, and the flight attendant, of course, jumped in the person's face. Now, Spirit Airlines later released a statement saying that calling the banished passengers unruly and claimed that they were causing trouble with their fellow travelers. So I just want to say this for the record, I'm sure they released that statement before that video came out, because it does not say that they were unruly. Just wanted to share that. Now, former NWA manager Jerry Heller claims that the makers of the hit biopic Straight Outta Compton portrayed him as a bad guy and a sleazy manager. Now, he's now suing for $110 million in state court. Now, Heller's complaint names numerous defendants, including NBC Universal, director F. Gary Gray, producers Ice Cube and Dr. Dre. The movie also falsely shows Heller withholding $75,000 check from Ice Cube fraudulently until Dr. Dre and Ice Cube enforced them to sign unfavorable contracts. And he did all of this while he was enjoying a lobster brunch while the contracts were being signed. So Heller is suing because he says that movie is going to live on and is going to put him in infamy. So he's seeking $35 million in compensatory damages and $75 million in punitive damages, plus box office profits from the movies as restitution. If you don't know, the movie has grossed $200 million worldwide. Jerry Heller, I think we heard that story a long time ago. Listen to No Vaseline by Ice Cube. I just want to share that for the record. All right, R&B chart topper, you know I never use words like that, R&B singer Keith Sweat is in court. He claims that Kadar Entertainment owes him royalties from his 2010 album release, Riding Solo. So Keith Sweat is also in court. Robin Williams' widow said his medical afflictions would have claimed his life within 3 years, and she said hard years, and that she doesn't blame him for his suicide. Now, Susan Williams said the actor-comedian had not only been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, progressive movement disorder, a few months back before his death, but the coroner report found signs of Lewy body dementia, a difficult to diagnose condition that leads to a decline in thinking and reasonable or reasoning abilities. That may have contributed to his anxiety and depression, for which he was treated in his last months, and likely played a role in his August 2014 suicide. Now, here we go. I know she's doing a lot of pressure and all of that good stuff, but it just seems kind of selfish to say that I don't blame you for your suicide. I don't think you can blame people for being depressed. That's just me. Just thought I'd share. If you disagree, just hit one on your line. I'll bring you in. But it just seemed kind of odd that she would actually kind of say that. Just me. Now, $50,000 worth of hair extensions were stolen this week from a Miami shop. Now, I know this is going to be a hot contested topic. I don't think the commission's up, but the commission or Kai or any of you guys want to talk about this, it's fine. Because I know we've had this story before. But the thieves went through a lot of trouble for this high-end hair heist, is what they're calling it. They cut through a fence, broke through three locks on the fence, and in a big chain, they went through the electrical room to get in after shattering a back window of the business, only to be stopped by burglar bars. Now, they had to cut a hole in the wall and crawl right above a refrigerator, is what the owner said. So they went a long way, and they said it had to be highly organized. but they stole $50 worth of hair from a shop in Miami. Now, if you don't remember, last year in Chicago, thieves stole about $50,000. I don't know why there's $50,000 as a number. $50,000 worth of hair from Oak Lawn Beauty Supply, and $50,000 was stolen. $50,000 of hair was stolen in Houston last year from a beauty shop called Beauty Sensation. So apparently, there's a market for hair. And they said they knew exactly what the high-end stuff was as opposed to the low-end. This is out of my league. Don't know. All right. Now, a woman in Oklahoma was accused of trespassing after sneaking into a local zoo and being bitten by a tiger on Halloween night. Now, Jackie Eddy, she's 33. She's way too old to do this. Is currently being treated for her injuries on her left hand at the Creighton University Medical Center. Now, Eddy, who showed signs of intoxication, I know she probably was, and acted aggressively towards hospital staff, allegedly stuck her hand into the Henry Dorley Zoo and Aquarium that night to pet an 18-year-old Malaysian tiger. Now, zoo officials said that upon reaching into the animal cage, the tiger bit her hand and caused severe trauma. Now, a friend then transported her to the hospital. She, by the way, was charged with trespassing, and the tiger was given more water. Guess he just ate. All right, just wanted to share that. Esprit, that news on Esprit Radio. Hey, you can send your comments to comments@solarsyracuse.com. I'll delete them there. Now, a man and woman who met in their 40s after they found out they were brother and sister have revealed their intention or their initial meeting as siblings soon turned into a romantic relationship, saying that their love should not be forbidden in society. Now, Melissa and Brian, whose names have been changed to protect their privacy, is what they're saying, said that they fell in love at first sight, and they hooked up during their first encounter, and now plan to marry. Now, here's what they're telling Good Housekeeping. And I don't know why Good Housekeeping is running this story, but few human beings get to experience something at this level, and it's not a taboo. It's nothing wrong. Just feels like love. Perfect love. That's what Brian tells Good Housekeeping. Then last January, here's the story. Melissa received a Facebook friend request from a man named Chris, who sent her a message saying, "Your dad is not your dad. Your mom lied to you your whole life about who your father was." This is after he passed away. Chris was her stepbrother. He told her about her real brother, her real half-brother, who subsequently reached out to her on Facebook with a message. And he said, "Well, I'm guessing I'm your brother." And upon hearing his voice, Melissa, who was married with two teenage daughters, said that she was instantly drawn to Brian. Now, 2 weeks after they met, Brian ended his marriage. So Melissa wasn't the reason he left, is what he says, but she was a catalyst. And she said her marriage has been over for a while, but she revealed that her husband, whom she wasn't really with, was open-minded and that she's had several affairs over the years, but they're committed in co-parenting their kids. Now, again, I said the rest of this story just to tell you this. The American Psychological Association does not recognize genetic sexual attraction as a disease. I think they should, but they're saying for the record they do not recognize that. But apparently half brothers and sisters are trying to convince everybody else that they're okay. I just thought I'd do that story. All right. Now, a glamour model who was high on drugs when she crashed her car on the train tracks is begging a magistrate not to record a conviction because she wants to move to Los Angeles and work for Hugh Hefner's Playboy Mansion. Now, Carly Ironside, she's 24. She became stuck in a car, right? Ironside attempted to flee the scene, but was stopped by a security guard. she had taken Xanax and meth before she got into a car that night, Ironside pleaded guilty to driving under the influence of a drug, unlicensed driving, and possessing of drugs, a knife, and a pipe. So, here we go. Ironside's lawyer, oh, by the way, if I didn't tell you, this is in Australia because she wants to come to the United States. So Ironside's lawyer asked for the conviction to not be recorded so she can obtain a U.S. work visa. And guess what happened? He agreed not to record the conviction, ordered her to pay $1,620 in restitution, fined her $2,150, and suspended her license for 13 months. So get this. After all of that, did not record it so she can come to the U.S. to come get drunk and high and meth at the Playboy Mansion. That's what I'm thinking it was. But I just thought I digress. That's what it looks like to me. But anyway. All right, you're listening to Esprit Net News on Esprit Radio. Remember, you can always check us out in the archives at espritradio.solosyracuse.com. We're here 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Thursday. If you want to join in on the program or if you want to send us some news stories, you can always send them to news@soulofsyracuse.com. You know, I didn't take any commercials during the show, but I'm still on my quest to vote at Rock and Roll or Rock Hall, this is Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, for Chic to finally get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This is their 10th nomination. And I'm still not in there yet, but I will play Chic music every show until they get in there, which means I'll probably be paying it for another year. Who knows how that's going to go. Now, a middle school teacher was sentenced to 5 years in prison for sexual misconduct involving a 14-year-old female student. Chelsea Rose, 24, a former 7th grade teacher, she's a 7th grade reading teacher and cheerleading coach from Kentucky, pled guilty in September to having an inappropriate relationship with a student. Now, the only reason I'm doing that story again is because it happens more frequently than we all know. So I just thought I'd share that with you. Now, Facebook has just become a little less private. If you've ever posted anything with public settings, deliberately or by mistake, those posts are now just between you, your friends, and about a billion other users. So last week, Facebook introduced an update to a search feature, which includes every public post ever made. Now, Facebook does have a privacy checkup, like you can go back and make your stuff private, and you can also change your settings for all your old posts in bulk. It is not that difficult to retroactively protect all of those things that you've ever posted, but Facebook has now re-indexed and made it all available. There you go, Facebook. The Facebook is not your friend. Just wanted to share that with you. And also, you know, I wanted to say this story, that authorities in South Carolina said that they arrested a man found to be in possession of more than 7,000 stolen guns and ended up and up to 500 stolen chainsaws. Now, Chesterfield County Sheriff Jay Brooks said that Brent Nicholson, 51, was being served a subpoena on charges of trafficking opium and heroin, and deputies visiting a home made a note of the man's arsenal. Now, deputies returned the following day and cleared the home and warehouse of their Pageland property between 7,000 and 10,000 guns. There you have it. That was in the Charlotte Observer if you want to go check out the rest of that story. Thanks for listening to the show. Tune in again next week. You're listening to Esprit Net News, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the same station, same channel. All right, see you again next week.